Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. We just had a long distance. I mean, it was absolutely crazy yesterday. It was by far the biggest day, other than backup order days, that we've ever had in the company's history, and that's certainly thanks to our Master Amino special that we've been running, as well as the upcoming group cleanse that we're going to be doing after Thanksgiving with David Sandoval. So we really appreciate your efforts. We're rolling into 2015 in a big, big way. And, you know, just on this call, I mean, I heard people calling in from Florida and Nevada and Colorado and California and Washington and Kansas and Missouri and Arizona and Louisiana and Hawaii and Illinois and Pennsylvania and Indiana and Iowa and New Jersey and New York and Minnesota and Texas and Virginia and Michigan and lots of folks from Canada. And that's just to name a few of the states that are listening in here on this evening's call. So, good things happening all across North America, and you know, yesterday's events were really something that shows the passion that this group has and that this team has to health and to wellness, and the Master Aminos are a big part of what we do. So if you haven't heard, we've got a buy three get one free promotion going on with the Master Aminos. There's a rolling five per member, and the special is supposed to go through the end of November, but we have a limited number of these specials available, and it looks like we're well over a third of what we had allocated, so just in the first 24 hours. The item number is 601-413, again, 601-413, so make sure you get that, or whether you do it through the call center. And we did put out some media that you can share this special with your friends on Facebook and Instagram and email. So everyone needs to know about this one. It's a great opportunity to talk to your athlete friends, to your folks who want to lose weight, you know, people who are interested in health and wellness. It doesn't matter. The Master Aminos are a product that really are appropriate for just about everyone and anyone. And, in fact, David Sandoval's call tomorrow night, we do a weekly Wednesday night training call. And David's call tomorrow night is going to be about the Master Aminos because it's been such a popular special here over the last 24 hours. He felt compelled to make sure that we have a call on that to help everybody out to maximize the usage of the Master Aminos and all the benefits that they have. Speaking of David Sandoval, he's going to be doing a group cleanse. And I know that lots of the leaders in this company have committed to doing a cleanse right after Thanksgiving. And it's a perfect time to be doing a cleanse December 1st through the 10th, and I'm planning on joining in as well because I've got my crown trip starting December 11th, so I would love to drop a couple pounds and be at my absolute best thinking clearly and going into crown trip. So December 1st through the 10th, if you're in, let us know. We have a little Twibbon campaign. You can post right on your Facebook page that you're part of the group cleanse. We've got a special Facebook event page that's set up for this post-Thanksgiving transformation group cleanse with David Sandoval. The links are in your email blast. So let people know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and, you know, why you're excited about it. And, you know, that is contagious. In fact, we're going to be talking tonight here in just a moment about creating a winning streak and, you know, having that that contagious attitude is a big part of why people want to get involved with you. University comes to the flyer as well as a link to the registration page that was in the email blast. It's also up on your events calendar. And speaking of calendars, we are going to be open the day after Thanksgiving. The call center will be open all day. That's become a massive, massive shopping day, of course, all across the United States for sure. Day after Thanksgiving is famous for being a big shopping day. We want to capitalize on that, and we will be open 8 to noon on Saturday after Thanksgiving as well. So I know there are lots of people that are pushing to try to be in that crown trip, be part of that crown trip event, the very first one we've ever done. And every month, because of the way our compensation plan is set up, we've got great cash bonuses at consultant and director and executive and diamond. And all the way up, where you are in the compensation, always, you know, you can always set your sights on the next level, the next rank, and that's going to mean more cash. So I know that people are going to be working this weekend through Thanksgiving and into next weekend to make sure that they're rolling into 2015 with lots of momentum. So Lots of stuff happening. Take advantage of that Master Amino special. Buy three, get one free. Take care of the group. Take advantage of the group cleanse coming up December 1st. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about creating a winning streak and how Master Aminos, how a transformation and the crown trip and rank advancements and the 2015 New Year and New Year's resolutions all relate to this concept of creating a winning streak. And, you know, sometimes we do real nuts and bolts training. You know, we talk a little bit about, you know, how to hold a healthy, happy hour that's very specific to Purium. Or we talk about how to create a prospect list that may be very specific to Purium. Or we talk about how to maximize the compensation plan, which is very specific to Purium. Then there are other things that we talk about that are important for your Purium business, but could also be important for other business that you do or even for your life in general. And I read a book by a gentleman named Brendan Burchard. So it's B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, Brendan Burchard, and it's How to Create a Winning Streak. And this book really spelled out in a systematic way, step by step, how you create momentum. How you create momentum in your life, how you create momentum for a team, and gave some really specific examples and concepts around each step as you're moving up as well as you're moving down. And so hopefully this information will reinforce some common sense ideas, but ideas that when you think about them, when you work on your business as well as in your business, when you work on your life as well as in your life, and you step back for a moment and try to figure out what's working and how to move forward from wherever you are, hopefully that this information will help you as much as it helped me. So this is directly from Brendan Burchard's book, How to Create a Winning Streak, and the first step in creating a winning streak is hunger. And I think it's really interesting the parallel that we have as far as our 10-day transformation program in our business. And it's really interesting. David Sandoval said something a while back that really stuck with me, that, you know, people have a hard time with change because at the core of every change, you basically have to admit that you're wrong in some way. And that's hard for people to do. It's hard for people to admit to themselves that what I'm doing today is not good enough, or what I want to do tomorrow is who I am and what I'm doing and what I want and how I want to move forward for myself and my relationships. And so having that hunger, finding people with that hunger, is the key to success for yourself and the key to success for other people. It's that first step. So if you have somebody who's very satisfied with how they eat, very satisfied with, you know, their health status, and that's a pretty small percentage of people that are satisfied with how they look, how they feel, how they perform, how they eat, then it's going to be hard for them to do a 10-day transformation and to make a change. Same thing from a business perspective. If you find somebody who's in that very, very small percentage of people who are totally satisfied with the income that they're making, totally set on their retirement, totally set on the college for their kids or their grandkids, totally set that they have, you know, their travel plans all set and they have time freedom and all the things that come with having your own business and residual income, then they're probably not going to have the hunger necessary to be successful in the business. But that's a very, very small percentage of the people who really deep down don't want to change or need to change their health, that don't want to change or need to change their business. And so tapping into that hunger for yourself and tapping into that hunger for other people really can unleash all of the potential for success. It really is the start of that winning streak. So for yourself, I know we've done some training calls, and I remember Pilani Schneider did a fantastic training call. She did a crown with the company on that why that makes you want to cry. You know, finding that why within you, why you're doing this business. I know that Brandi Shinoto of Royal Crown, when she does her boot camps, she digs deep for herself and digs deep for other people as far as why are you doing this? What is it that you want to accomplish at such a deep level that you hunger for, that you're willing to sacrifice and reprioritize for? What is that? Because if you can be clear about that, if you can make that dream clear in front of you, if you could put it in color right there so that you can say it, you can name it, you can see it, you can explain it to other people, you can explain it to yourself 5 and 10 and 15 times a day, when you know what that is that you want at a deep, deep level, then that's going to drive all of the activities necessary for you to create that winning streak. And so to be able to unlock that from other people is also very, very powerful. So connecting with yourself and why you're doing it makes the what easier. It makes the how easier. It makes reprioritizing your life easier. So tap into that hunger. Find that dissatisfaction. Be honest with why you want to change, and it's going to be much easier for you to take the next step. And that next step is ownership. That next step is accountability. That next step is, I own my life. I own my body. I own my space. I own my time. And I'm going to do with it what's necessary to move me forward. So no matter how hungry you are, if you don't take ownership of your business, if you don't take ownership of your commitment, if you don't take ownership of your health status, then you're not going to be able to make the health change or the financial change necessary. So first step is hunger. Second step is ownership or accountability. The third is learning, which is that if it was easy, everyone would be healthy. If it was easy, everyone would make a lot of money. If it was easy, then everyone would, you know, have the life that they're all, you know, wanting to lay out in their mind. And so oftentimes you need to take in new information. You need to surround yourself with great people. You need to read books. You need to work on personal development. You need to understand the mechanics of what's necessary to make yourself more successful, to move your business forward, to move your life forward, and to create a winning streak. And so I congratulate you on being on tonight's call. You've made an investment in yourself to learn. So obviously you have the hunger. And you have the ownership, the accountability to say, I want to make a difference in my Purion business. I want to make a difference in my financial life. And I'm willing to invest 30 minutes of my time to be on this call to learn. So you're already at step three if you're listening to this information. Now, the fourth is focus. It's to get clear on what you do, what you need to do, and what you want, and what you don't want. And that focus is a really important thing, and it's a very hard thing in this world that we live in today that has so many distractions. And I've been reading some books. In fact, the book that's right now, you know, on my bedside table is called Essentialism, and it's really about that concept of boiling things down and focusing on the most important stuff. I read a book earlier this year called The One Thing. It was written by a gentleman who owns a big real estate company, and it was a really powerful book. I really liked that book, especially The One Thing, and it was about, I think his last name is Keller, or Kelleher, or Keller, but Keller, because it's Keller Williams, the real estate company. But, you know, his concept of, you know, spend 4 hours a day on that one thing that's going to make a difference in your life. So, you know, if it's enrolling new members, then you got to spend your focus and your time and your effort enrolling new members. If it's, you know, whatever it may be in your life, whatever it may be in your business, to get that focus that is what's going to move your business forward, getting clear on what you do and get clear on what you don't do and what's distractions, and being able to look at that objectively is really important in creating a winning streak. The next one, the fifth one, a lot of people get stopped. And that fifth one is action. Massive action, initiative, to actually take all of your desire and your ownership and the information and learning and focus that you may have put on a piece of paper and actually go do what you say you're going to do. And I think that if there's one step that people get stopped, if there's one place where you look at the successful people in this business and the less successful people, if you look at the successful people in the world and the less successful people in the world, oftentimes it's really about action. It's about persistence. It's about initiative. It's about turning that desire and those plans into activity. I say it over and over and over again. It's an easy business to do, and it's an easy business not to do. And that is absolutely the case. So if you want to find the time, find the time. If you want to know what the activity is, it's usually picking up the phone. It's usually sending out an email. It's usually posting on Facebook. It's usually doing some sort of activity like doing a healthy happy hour or a series of healthy happy hours that connects you with people, that creates activity in your business, that creates new people learning about the products, creates an environment in which new people learn about the business opportunity. So can you find reasons not to do a healthy happy hour? Absolutely. Can you find excuses not to do 4 healthy happy hours? Absolutely. But can you find a way to do them? That's going to make the difference in creating a winning streak, because if you keep doing what you've been doing, then you're not going to be creating a winning streak. You're going to be doing what you've been doing, which you've already said with your hunger is, you know, you want to do something different. You want to get more. And if you want to get more out of your life, you've got to do more. You've got to create that massive action. So that's the 5th step. The 6th step, which works so beautifully in our business model, is collaboration. It's getting other people involved. And that's where our business model really excels, is that if you look at the successful people in the world, it's very, very rare, unless you're an actor or something like that, it's very, very rare. And even actors, you know, they have other people they have to collaborate with to be successful. It could be an agent, it could be a director, it could be whatever it may be. But, you know, most people work in a collaborative situation, especially with business, where you need to get other people involved. And the better the people you get involved, the more attractive that you can be to them, the more action you've got going on, the more clear and focused you are, the more excited you are about what you do, the more passionate you are about what you do, the easier it is to get other people involved and for them to want to do what you're doing or learn more about what you're doing. And so collaboration is a big piece of what our business model is about, and that's why network marketing continues to grow, and that's why our business continues to grow, is because it's a very collaborative business model, and successful people understand that collaboration is a key to business. The next thing is accessibility. It's reciprocating, because when you're collaborating, people are going to be doing something for you. And if people are doing something for you, you need to do something for them. You need to help coach them. You need to help move them forward. You need to, if they're willing to take the risk, the chance, to do a transformation, you need to reciprocate and help them to succeed. If they're willing to buy a platinum pack, then you're going to need to teach them how to do a healthy happy hour or how to hand out those gift cards or how to do the game plan. You're going to need to help them to do the steps necessary to be accessible and to reciprocate and to coach and to consistently train them so that they have the opportunity to be successful as well. So first step is hunger. 2nd is ownership, 3rd is learning, 4th is focus, 5th is initiative, 6th is collaboration, 7th is accessibility, 8th is coaching. So I kind of presented accessibility and coaching, you know, somewhat together, and they really do go hand in hand. But coaching and providing consistent training is the 8th. The 9th level to creating a winning streak is mastery. It's delivering excellence. It's working on your business. It's figuring out a better way to prospect, a better way to train, a better way to hold a healthy happy hour, a better way to hold a meeting, a better way to communicate, to consistently lift your level, to move yourself up, to really take that learning, which is step 3, to another level in which you're mastering what you're doing. So learning is the real basic things necessary for you to even get focused and take action. Mastery is really where you've got a team of people, maybe a large organization of people, and you need to learn about social media. You need to learn about how to communicate in a more effective manner, and that's where, doing the things necessary to sharpen the saw, if you will, is an important part of what any good leader, business person, or anyone who wants to create a winning streak will do. So the 10th step, the final step, is gratitude. It's gratitude towards your customers. It's gratitude towards your members. It's gratitude towards your mentors. It's gratitude toward anyone who's helping you with your healthy happy hours. It's gratitude towards your spouse. It's gratitude towards your kids. It's gratitude toward other people who are helping you on the pathway to being a better person and being more successful. So that's what that upward spiral looks like. That's how things get a little better every day. That's how things start to take on a life of its own, is you start out hungry, you take ownership of that hunger, you start to learn and take in new information and surround yourself with people that can move you in the right direction. You take in all that information, you focus it. You get clear on what you want to do, what you don't want to do, and that turn take that initiative to start to do things, to just go out there and share, to go out there and post, to go out there and hold those healthy happy hours and make things happen. And then you get into collaboration. That's when you start to create those challenges. That's when you start to help people to be successful. And then the next step is to be accessible, to make sure that those you get involved, that that they're not failing because of you, that they're not knowing about the special because of you, that they're not, you know, that they didn't hear about this, they didn't understand what this meant. You know, you want to make sure that you're accessible so that they have every opportunity of succeeding, and then you want to coach them. You want to be consistent. You want to lead them to the good information that you got to be more successful, because ultimately you want to master, you want to deliver excellence and elevate your game so as your group grows that you continue to expand. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. It's as far as you develop is how big your business can develop. And then to have gratitude when you get to the level that you want to get to, when you have true financial independence, when you have residual income. I heard a great quote the other day from somebody who said that basically your value in business, your value in how your financial situation is set up is really determined specifically by how much income you make when you're not working. And I thought that was really profound, that there are very, very few people who earn enough income as an employee to be truly financially free. That almost everybody that you know that has earned enough income to have a fantastic lifestyle of freedom, those people own their own business, they own stock, they own real estate, they own their lives because they have a form of residual income that's paying them over and over. Now quickly, let's go down the opposite side and look at that downward spiral. We're at the top. We're at the very top. But let's say that we don't continue to do what got us there. And let's start with number 10, the very top, which is gratitude. So the opposite is you become thankless. So even though you get to the top, you become thankless and you don't thank your customers. You don't thank your mentors. You're not somebody who's worthy of being at that top level. Well, guess what? People are going to take shots at you. And what about mastery? You know, how do you undo mastery? How do you undeliver excellence? It's because you become uncoachable, because your ego is so big, because you're not staying up with the times. And as you become uncoachable and you become inaccessible, that you're not available for the people who need you to be successful, you become closed off, you become greedy, you don't collaborate, you know, you want everything for yourself. And then you become lazy. That you start to think that other people are trying to take you down. And so you can see how just as easily as you move up that winning streak formula, that winning streak system, as you move from hunger all the way to the top to gratitude, that if you become thankless and egotistical and lazy and closed off and greedy and distracted and you have no ownership and delegate, you know, that all those things can become undone. So wherever you are today, you can get better. Wherever you are today, you can have a better lifestyle. Wherever you are today, you can have better health. Wherever you are today, you can be a better parent. Wherever you are today, you can find another level within yourself of something that's important to you, and it starts with hunger. And it starts with creating that focus and plan, but then ultimately, when all said and done, it's about action. It's about making sure that you do what's necessary and do what is necessary to reprioritize your life to make sure that you're putting in the time, the focus, the money, the effort so that you can be at that next level. And when you get to that next level, it's almost like in a big mountain range. You know, you get to the mountain, and then you're able to see a higher mountain. You're able to see what's next. You're able to see a bigger level. And suddenly the things that were important before, now that they're there for you, then you see that there's maybe more to life than just your own personal development, that there may be an opportunity for you to share and support and give back to your community, to give back in a bigger way. And if you notice that the people at the very, very top, you know, they're making an impact in the entire world, and the way that they're doing that is that they work themselves up to a level of freedom that allowed them to be at their highest and best. And so, you know, there's nothing more rewarding than operating at your highest and best, like giving your most and giving your all, and doing something that's helping people and being productive. And that's why I love this business, is because I know that every bottle of Power Shake we sell, and every bottle of Master Amino we sell, and every person we put on a transformation, and every person who buys an enrollment pack, and every gift card that we sell, gives somebody an opportunity to be healthier, or gives them an opportunity to make some money and find financial freedom. And so that's why I'm working hard, and that's what motivates me, and hopefully that's what's motivating you as well, and that you have a vision for your own business, and that you have a game plan for your own business, and that you're taking action to constantly move up that ladder, work with more people, coach more people, get better yourself, and be thankful along the way. So I may not say it enough, but thank everybody for being on the line tonight. I appreciate you being part of Purium, and what you're doing here with this company is making a difference to lots and lots of folks. And all you need to do is go on the website and look at those transformation stories, and know that you're either directly or indirectly involved in all of those, in helping people to make a difference in who they are and where they are. So we're going to help 1 million families get off of processed food, I guarantee you, and we're well on our way, and yesterday was the biggest day yet, and let's make tomorrow even bigger. So thanks for what you're doing. Hopefully you'll be creating a winning streak in your life, and as I said, tomorrow night we've got Master Amino. David Sandoval is going to talk about the magic of Master Aminos. So chances are you probably bought one of those specials, and if you didn't, you need to get one. And if you still haven't, then join us tomorrow night, and I guarantee you by the end of the call, David Sandoval is going to have you ordering a 601-413, because you're going to want to have four bottles or more stocked up and ready, because that's a special, special product that we offer that nobody else in the network marketing universe offers. And, you know, it's a product we're really proud of. So anyway. This was a fun call. It's one of my favorite trainings, and I hope that it motivated you to create a winning streak in your business, in your life. So we'll catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody, for doing what you're doing, and have a great night. We'll catch you 24 hours from now. Bye now.